Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. This is Retirement Income Solutions, and I'm Steve Gramsci with our experts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, as we listen, plan, and thrive. Bill and Daniel, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management, serving the Middle Georgia area with offices in Dublin and Macon, and you can find them online. Check them out, maybe look at their pictures at CompleteThePlan.com. Well, hi guys, how are you today?
Fantastic, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Had a nice relaxing Easter with my family because we made it a 3-day, and it's always good to be with the kids. But in ours, since we've moved around a lot, we only have the four of us in the same place at any one time. But I'll bet you guys have a little bigger party when it comes to Easter at your house.
Well, my house in particular, yeah. Well, we have 5 children, 22 grandchildren. We had 22 of us Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
A lot of food went through the the grinder, as you may say. The wallet was a little less plush, especially when they have teenage boys.
Oh, yeah, that is. But it's all about the love, isn't it?
It's about the love, yeah.
What was the traditional meal on Easter at your house?
Dad. Well, Easter Sunday, we had we only had 12 folks for lunch on Sunday. They kind of thinned that a little bit. But we cooked 9 pounds of a top sirloin roast.
Mm, on the green egg?
No. We cooked it inside and let it cook for about 6 or 7 hours so the house smelled so darn good when we get back from church. Yeah.
That's nice.
You can see teenage boys going through 9 pounds of beef. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, you know, being the host, you're the last one to the plate there, and there's probably some slim pickings by that time.
Well, I was surprised. There was a little left over, but it was surprising. That's a lot of beef.
That is a lot of beef.
We do just a little bit of ham and pineapple stuffing at our house now for the four of us. And yeah. Daniel, how about your house? What do you do?
Well, we have a get-together every Easter out at my family home. My grandparents' house, and they have 4 kids, and then we'll have all of our families usually get together, usually about 30 to 40 people there, and have buffet style. Everybody brings a dish, go through, then we have Easter egg hunts, you know, the traditional type stuff. But we have a big variety of Southern food there. Always look forward to all the vegetables that get brought.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind? Can we, like, take a break and have lunch or breakfast now or something?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I'm hungry now, especially with all the good cooks around. So that's a great thing. But we are here to talk about your retirement and help prepare you better. So I guess we should move on. I know in this segment we want to talk about some questions you would have with the 401k. And we have the facts that we always look forward to from Bill and Daniel. But we'd like to start out with a question from the mailbag. So why don't we do that, guys? We'll get the question here from Donna in Perry. Daniel, my husband has always been tight with money, but it's been even worse ever since he retired. He won't let us spend money on anything. Is there a way to fix this?
Donna, that's a tough question.
Help. You know,
this isn't one I like to get involved in, honestly. You know, honestly, though, this is something I see from time to time. Generally speaking, in my experience, it has been the husbands that want to be more tight with the money in retirement. The fear is once you're done working and you don't have more income coming in and you're not able to save more money, you're used to seeing that 401k balance go up every year and your savings, but now you're seeing them probably deplete over time if you're living off of your savings. So it can be really an emotional experience to see your life savings start to be spent down. But I think the key here is to have a plan that forecasts out how much your spending is going to be today, out into the future. Now, during the go-go phase of retirement, when you're first retired, I call that the go-go phase, and we we like to bring people up to speed that you're going to probably spend as much or more money as you did when you were working during the go-go phase, and that's normal. The thing you don't want to do is to guess at how much you can afford to spend. My guess would be he hasn't seen a financial plan forecasting out his expenses with inflation, so he wants to hold on to every dollar he can, even if he can afford to spend more. So I would invite you both to come in and sit down with me and let us walk you through our lifetime income blueprint process so we can make sure you thrive during that go-go phase and enjoy life.
That is a good point. Fear sets in when you're uninformed or for the unknown. Great, great point. The more you know, the happier you are knowing what you can spend and enjoy your life in the meantime. Because you really don't want to put everything on hold and say, I can't do anything for the next 10 years till I retire. That's no way to live, is it?
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of people do that in retirement. They put things on hold. That's when they should be going and doing it. That's what it's all about.
Well, here on Retirement Income Solutions, we say listen, plan, and thrive. So moving on to our first fact of the program today. And, Bill, I know you're ready with something.
I am. This fact comes from MarketWatch, February of 2017. The richest 20% of Americans pay the most in income taxes, forking over nearly 87% of all the income tax collected by Uncle Sam.
Wow. Mm. That hits home during tax time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. We're just finishing that up, aren't we?
Yep.
So, you know, you can complain all you want, America, but people making money are the ones who are paying the taxes.
That's right. That's right.
I am often amazed when I do my taxes every year that I am able to keep more of the money, mostly because, you know, larger families or families with children in college, you know, have some deductions there, and it seems to help me. The important thing that I like to do is put some of that away. You know, don't just spend it and go on vacation with it, but use some of that for my retirement every year. Do you recommend that people are having, since you're talking about income tax, when they get some returns? What suggestions do you have to doing with the cash that's coming back?
You should save as much as you possibly can, but you also ought to be more tax efficient during the year. You're giving taxes to them. They're not paying you any interest on that money. You're getting that money back at, what, April, when, mm-hmm. May or June of the following year? So you probably want to look at the amount of deductions that you're having taken out, or maybe even put some more money into your 401k or something.
Okay.
Reduce your taxable liabilities.
Sure. Well, you brought up 401k, so why don't we move on to our first topic of the program today, the common 401k questions that a lot of folks would have, because it is a big part of many people's plan for retirement while they're working. So we thought we'd be a good idea to address some of them. How about number one, my company plan's offering a program where I can get advice on my 401k for a very low fee. Is it a good idea to use this?
Well, that's a good question. I think that a lot of it will depend on, are you already working with a financial planner outside of your company? I would say, in general, most of the company plans that I see, they're talking about charging a portfolio management fee, mainly helping you pick your asset classes, picking the mutual funds for you, making some changes to those over time. Now, if you're younger, you probably don't need that kind of active management in your portfolio, generally speaking. You know, you don't want to try to jump in and out of asset classes. You're not trying to reduce the downside risk as much when you've got 20 plus years before retirement. So you may not want to pay a fee for that. I would generally say it works better when you have a financial planner that's looking at everything, not just one piece of it, the 401k. If you're working with a planner and he's already helping you with that, you don't want to pay another fee for someone else to manage inside of your 401k as well. But it always depends on your individual situation. I can't really advise on whether it's – of course, there's never a cut-and-dry solution. It's sometimes it's a good idea, but I think it's best to work with somebody that's a comprehensive planner, not just looking at the one piece of the 401k.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about our contributions? Is it good to just contribute as much as you can to the 401k, or do you only want to put in as much as, say, your company would match?
Well, that, again, depends on the overall financial plan that someone has in place, but we always try to encourage our clients to at least contribute to the match, get the free money, we call it, they're matching. If they're willing to match you up to 5%, you'd be foolish not to get the 5%. That's a 100% return on your money already. Mm-hmm. You're doubling it. So the situation would be taxes to be considering, whether or not you want to create taxes in the future as well by reducing taxes today. You might want to look at maybe doing a Roth inside your 401k. So, no, it's not a cut-and-dried answer, Steve. Again, what's the overall plan in place and what are you trying to accomplish? You need to get the first free money you can, and then after that, you need to consider taxes and future planning.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I'd say that most people just save in their 401k and put all their savings into tax-deferred things and then in retirement pull it out in a high tax bracket. So he's got a point there when you mentioned that you want to have tax diversification. I agree with that.
Well, savings are different for everyone, and programs available like 401ks bring up different questions individually because of your circumstances. So that's why you might want to consider giving Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith a call to help you listen, plan, and thrive at Security First Asset Management. Give them a call at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. As we talk about common 401k questions, gentlemen, what are target date funds and should I use them in my 401k?
Well, target date funds set a date out into the future. Maybe you would have a 2020 fund, a 2030 fund, and a 2040 fund, for example. The 2040 fund is going to have more equities in it, more risk, because you have more time to absorb the volatility, so probably get a higher rate of return in the 2040, but with more risk. As you get closer to the present date, like a 2020 fund, you're going to have less equity exposure, more bond exposure. And what they do is, as you approach those dates, the portfolio or mutual fund managers are going to, they're going to make sure that the funds that you're in are adjusting to the fact that you're getting closer to that date. So as you get closer to a 2040, as time goes on, there's going to be less equities in that target date fund. So should you use them? I don't necessarily think that they're the best way to save in a 401k plan. If you don't have any experience and nobody to advise you, they're certainly a way to help reduce some risk in your accounts. But I've seen it where people just assumed that they were being managed the way that they thought that they would. An example is in the Thrift Savings Plan, their 2020 fund still has a lot higher equity exposure in it, even though it's 2017, that wouldn't expect.
It's over 70%, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's still a lot of it in equities. So you don't want to just assume that they're taking the risk out of it for you. Know what's inside of that target date fund. I think that's the risk, is just to assuming that, hey, you know, they're taking care of it for me. I've seen, like in 2008, people be involved in those and really get hammered, even though they thought they were in a conservative target date fund. So just be aware of what you're investing in.
Good to know. For some folks who are saving, their largest amount of money put away is their 401k. And when it comes to wanting to purchase something, you know, as life happens, like a new car or a boat or maybe even a vacation home, they don't have another pot to go to. So the idea is, you know, I'll take a loan from my 401k and pay it back later. Is that a bad idea?
Could be. you're stopping the ability of the money to grow. You're going to pay yourself back because that's the way it's structured. You pay back the money and you get earnings on the money. But that should be something that's a security blanket. It shouldn't be something that you play with. It's not a pool of money you just go after. It should be seriously thought out before you take a loan out against a retirement savings account. That's what it is. A 401k is your future. That is your retirement. Loans are there for emergencies and contingencies that you might not be able to meet otherwise. I don't think they're there for you to buy a car or a boat or something like that. It has to be something that's a life life need that's the resource you'd go to. You wouldn't just arbitrarily take a loan out.
Yeah, I've also seen where if you don't pay back the loan, it becomes taxable once you separate from your employer.
Yeah, and I think some of them have a time date anyway. You have to pay it back or you will be taxed. So it's not only taxed, if you're under age 59 and a half, you get hammered with a 10% penalty too. So understanding the loan provisions before you ever commit to it is most important. And not only that, understanding your capability of paying it back.
In the old days, maybe a couple generations ago now, and someone had a 401k, And they were more likely to be able to sustain that until they retired because people were staying with one company for years and years. My father, for example, had 39 years in one location. But today the world is different. Loyalty is different. And there's a lot of merging going on and accumulations of companies, and so people aren't keeping their jobs as long as they have in the past, which means that 401k is sitting there once you leave that company. What's the best thing to do with that? Should you roll it over into an IRA or let it sit?
Well, a lot of 401k plans as well, if you hit age 59 and a half, they'll have a provision where you can choose to roll out your balance into a self-directed IRA. In general, I think it's a good idea to stay organized, especially if you have a lot of different 401ks hanging out there. It's hard to keep up with them, and they probably aren't allocated properly between all of them.
Or managed properly,
right. So you want to make sure that you understand how you're all fitting into a plan. So I generally think it's a good idea to consolidate those and have them managed in a comprehensive plan. Some people think, well, you know, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, but that's not really the same thing. Having different 401k plans, you might own the same types of mutual funds in each account. So I think it's a good idea to have a plan and to roll assets over out of the 401k plan into a more comprehensive asset allocation, looking at your whole picture. As you get a little bit older, 401ks don't have as many conservative investment options. So that's something else to think about. Right now, we're 9 years into the second largest bull market in history. And 401k balances are higher than ever. Equity exposure, meaning stocks, more exposure than ever at the top of a market here. So you might want to think about, now that we're at the top of a market, being a little more cautious about how you do that. And if you're in an aggressive 401, you can take control of that yourself and roll it out. But at Security First Asset Management, we're passionate about our community being well prepared for retirement, not just about these issues, but about all kind of things. We want to make sure that you have the right retirement income plan, so you know how much income you're going to be having, where it's going to come from, how you're going to outpace inflation, paying as little taxes as possible. We want to make sure you don't outlive your money. For the next 10 callers that give us a call that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to offer you a comprehensive financial review and give you a copy of our Lifetime Income Blueprint. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. The next 10 callers that call in that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to make sure that we put you on the path to thriving in your retirement. 1-800-987-1443.
Connect with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at Security First Asset Management during our Retirement Income Solutions program. You can call this number, 800-987-1443, or you can call it anytime, 800-987-1443. We'll continue with Retirement Income Solutions in just a minute.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time.
This is the portion of Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith that we try to get to know either or both just a little bit better. So I'll just pose a question to you gentlemen, and you ponder it for a second, and then let me know what you think, okay?
Sounds good.
What clothes or styles did you guys wear in the past that make you laugh now when you really look back at it?
Well, I can address this real quick because this past weekend, our family get together, there were some pictures passed around that had some age on them. And lo and behold, there was Bill in an outfit that looked very much like Saturday Night Fever.
He had a leisure suit?
It wasn't a leisure suit, but it was one of those wild colored shirts you used to wear back then. I think one of my kids said, "You actually wore something like that?" another grandchild said something like, "I hope they never bring that style back again."
Oh, they will. You come back.
I thought to myself, why did they ever wear that? And not only that, I had those long sideburns, you know, coming down about halfway down your cheek.
Well, it used to be attractive.
Yeah, I can't imagine why, but it was kind of, I wore that stuff. Now, I owned a leisure suit, too, but boy, you know how men tend to keep their clothing, you know? You look in your closet and you got clothes there forever. There's no leisure suit in my closet. I'll guarantee you that sucker went out the window a long time ago and never
Goodwill a while back. Huh?
Oh, a long time ago. We don't want that thing to come back.
Oh, I don't know. Could have saved yourself some money. I think fashion always comes back. It's cyclical,
not that
right?
one. I don't think that one's coming back.
No, okay. Well, when I was in the 90s, back,
you're so young.
In the 90s, I used to wear some embarrassing clothes as well. I used to wear the baggy jeans. I'm not proud of it, but I did, and it definitely makes me laugh now. I think, why would I ever wear those JNCO jeans? These are like skater jeans. They were big-legged jeans. I personally don't think they're as bad as the leisure suits, but, I saw something on the front of a magazine checking out, I think, a couple of days ago, and it said Brad Pitt was wearing baggy jeans. He was bringing back the baggy jean look, and I was thinking, I'm not going back.
I hope they don't bring back the Saturday Night Fever look either.
Me too.
What really bothered me is when you get done with those baggy jeans and then you cut them off and you make shorts out of them and you got instead of tassels, you got all this string hanging down your thighs. To me, that's one of the more unattractive looks in the world.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're over that.
It's good to know that we have options outside of what we don't like, right?
That's right.
Well, safe it to say, even though we're a little bit older, we are dressing much better today, gentlemen, and I want to commend you for the changes you've made.
At least we like
in your attire,
so.
Yes. Bill and Daniel. Yeah, Bill, I can just see you doing the Saturday Night Fever thing.
You betcha.
Yeah, well, we've got some more good business to talk about and some more on your retirement, and we'll check that out momentarily here on Retirement Income Solutions.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. So why is it so easy to get bogged down with financial terms and advisors who try to offer you a sales pitch? At Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith take pride in looking after their clients' best interests. Schedule a complimentary review of your situation by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Now back to Retirement Income Solutions, the show that listens to your needs and helps you make a plan to thrive in retirement.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. My name is Steve Gramsci, and with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith again this week with the Security First Asset Management team in Middle Georgia. Our mantra is to listen, plan, and thrive. And the number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Bill and Daniel are also retirement income certified professionals and National Social Security advisors. And gentlemen, this portion of the program, we go back to the mailbag, and let's get a question to you, Bill, from Jeff in Macon. Jeff says, I'll be turning 63 in a month, and I'd like to retire soon, but I'm worried about what to do about health insurance since I won't be old enough for Medicare. How do you normally advise people on this when they're retiring before the age of 65?
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. That is a conversation we have quite often with folks who want to retire prior to age 65, is what do I do about health insurance? It's a little easier now. The Affordable Care Act, there's no pre-existing conditions you have to deal with, but you do have to deal with some pretty expensive insurance. So you have to factor that in. Do you have COBRA available for you when you retire? Can you take that for 18 months? Is it less expensive, perhaps, than going into the marketplace? Absolutely, you need to consider that cost because you're going to have to bear that cost for at least 2 years. And the next question I would have for you, how old is your wife? Or if you're married, how old is she, and what will be her needs? So, yes, it's something you need to consider before you actually leave the market, the workplace, and understand what your obligations are financially moving forward until age 65.
Thanks, Jeff. I hope that helped a lot as we move to Daniel. Daniel, I know you've got a fact ready for this portion of the program. Let us have
All right. So, again, since tax season just wrapped up, Bill Murray takes an approach kind of that I take as well with teaching my kids about taxes. He says, the best way to teach your kids about taxes is by eating 30% of their ice cream. And I'm going to agree with Bill Murray on that. Whenever my kids have an ice cream, I literally do this, I promise. I'll take a bite of it, and I'll say, now, kids, this is the tax you're paying for that ice cream you're eating. And my daughter, she's 8 years old. She's very aware of what taxes are, and she said, no taxes today, Dad, and she'll hide her ice cream from me.
That's great. A week or so ago, I could have got a lot more candy from my kids that way.
I recommend it. It's always fun if it's not yours, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you're masking your real motive, which is you want some of the ice cream. So
right.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of things that are measured when you take a bite out of them or a sip out of them, what do you say we talk a little bit about a glass and whether it's half full or half empty? We're talking about optimism or pessimism when you're thinking about making plans for retirement. As an example, here's two for you to ponder right now, and that is the stability of the Social Security system and the affordability in the future of the health care that Bill was talking about a minute ago.
All right, well, let's tackle Social Security first. I say it's a glass half full, meaning that 2033 is the year in which Social Security prints on their statement that they will only have the ability to pay out 75% of benefits. However, I do believe that that situation is salvageable, and that for people that are already drawing Social Security, 55 and older as well, will probably see the same or very similar benefits from Social Security. I wouldn't make my decision to draw early based on the fact that it's going to go broke in 2033. I think that we're going to have some solutions for that. We're part of the National Social Security Association, and they concur with that as well. Now, healthcare affordability, I'm going to have to say that's a glass half empty. I still want to be optimistic about it. Healthcare costs are going up around 5% a year, so twice the rate of inflation. Long-term care costs, many, many people now are using nursing homes, assisted living facilities. And in Georgia, the average cost for a private room nursing home for one person is $67,500. So we have a real expense there that is likely to continue to go up. All I can say is to consider that when you're doing your planning. Make sure you factor in the cost of health care to your future expenses.
All right. Bill, tell me, in the next 5 years, is the stock market going to go to 25,000? And then conversely, the tax rates, are they going to go down as the president has said he would like them to go?
Well, do I have a crystal ball, Steve? What are you asking me here?
I'm asking you if the glass is half empty or half full, in your opinion.
In my opinion, when it comes to the tax rates in the next decade, I'd have to say they're half empty. I don't see how you can deal with a $20 trillion debt and not have to do something with taxes for somebody. It may not affect everybody, but it's certainly going to affect us one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the stock market, I'm a half full guy on that. I think we still have some opportunity in the stock market. We also have to be very aware that we're 9 years into a bull run. And we have to be cautious and have plans in place to help mitigate risks. I mean, it's that simple. We can't just be out there flying along hoping things will be okay. We need to have a balanced approach to our money and mitigate the risk no matter what the market's doing, especially when we're in the type of market we're in now. So I believe it's half full, cautiously.
Yeah, and I thought we were doing well when we hit 12,000.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, but here we are.
I think it's important that we understand all aspects of the economy and how it could affect our money, especially if we're getting closer and closer to retirement. You know, we're just finishing the springtime here. Tax season is over now. That's off of our plate, so to speak. It's not in our mind, not in front of us. However, summer is approaching, and when summer starts approaching, we start thinking about other things. We don't necessarily focus on our money. So I'm trying to appeal to you folks out there today to take a look at where you are. Don't procrastinate sitting down and taking a look at the things that we talked about today. Do we understand taxes in the future and health care? Are we planned for? Is it part of our retirement plan? We've talked about things dealing with our 401ks today, how to handle those, and some of the issues that we could be faced there. All of these things are complex, and we need to understand how they affect us individually, especially when it comes to the planning process. And we're optimistic about the future. We're especially optimistic about those who have plans in place that will help them understand how they can navigate successfully through retirement and thrive. So if you have at least $100,000 today set aside for your retirement and you'd like to have an opportunity to sit down and avail yourself of a no-cost, no-obligation review and also put in place a plan, one we call the Income Blueprint, give us a call today at 800-987-1443 to avail yourself. If you have at least $100,000 in the next 10 callers, give us a call to get your free consultation, 800-987-1443.
Security First Asset Management has been honored as one of the top five advisors in the nation in 2014 by Retirement Advisor Magazine, and they specialize in working with federal employees and can provide that complimentary federal employees benefit analysis as well. If you'll give them a call, you'll be on your road to a more secure retirement anywhere in Middle Georgia. You can call 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith with offices in Dublin and Macon. And by the way, you can find them online, too, at CompleteThePlan.com. To get your free retirement analysis, just give them a call. That number one more time is 800-987-1443. 1443-800-987-1443. This has been Retirement Income Solutions. Bill and Daniel, as always, insightful. It's always a learning nugget for me, and I appreciate your taking the time to explain a few more things about 401ks and the common questions we ask, and maybe in inspiring some of us to pick up the phone and get our retirement plans set so we can have some peace of mind in retirement.
Thank you so much, Steve, for your time this week, buddy.
Yeah, you have a good week coming up, gentlemen. I look forward to doing it again sometime in the near future, maybe even a week from today.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Don't forget to call for a complimentary review of your current retirement plan by calling 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.